It's Thursday, the 12th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 12 of App Talk, the daily podcast that I'm producing throughout June for the Audiomo Challenge. Each day I'm talking about a different app, and today is a very special day if you're into sport at all, and there is really only one app I can talk about on this day. Today the World Cup kicked off in Brazil, and if you are interested at all in following the actions out there, then the app you have to have is the official FIFA app. It's available for both iPhone and iPad and for the Android platform. On the iOS side of things, it's two different apps. There's an iPhone app and an iPad app. They need iOS version 6 or later. Across all the platforms, it's a completely free app. And I have to say, I have never seen such a complete and useful sporting-related app in my life. I'm extremely impressed with it. And that's coming from somebody who isn't really a football fan. I know, don't tell anyone, okay? It's just got all the information you could possibly need in it, from just simple stuff like looking at the draw, looking at who's in which group. There's a day-by-day calendar so that you can see which matches are taking place. But then, more than that, as the matches are actually going on, you get a... it's not a commentary, but you get a tracking screen which always shows you the most recent score and like a one sentence highlight of what the most recent thing is that's happened. There's full profiles of all the players and all the teams. There's up to the minute news. And there's even some interactive stuff where you can apparently vote for the man of the match in each of the matches as they go through. So just huge amounts, really, really useful. And, I'm not going to spend a lot of time kind of weighing it up, and I haven't had a chance to play with it enough really to talk about it in detail. But speaking from a parent's point of view, obviously it needs an internet connection because that's where it gets all its information from. But I haven't seen anything in it that I would be particularly concerned about as a parent. There's no advertising that I could see other than promoting other sort of FIFA stuff. It's all very, very relevant, and there's nothing that's going to take you outside of the app. Everything happens within the app. It looks, you know, I would be quite happy if my kids were a little bit older and were actually following the tournament. I would be quite happy to put this in front of them and let them use it. So I can't see anything for a parent to be particularly concerned about. But just very impressed with the quality. So if you are following the World Cup, then it's a really good app to get. And watch out when you're in the App Store, because there are two, there are some very similarly named apps. So the one that you want is the free one that's actually developed by FIFA, not the one that costs money that's developed by EA Sports. That's actually a game rather than a tracker for the event. So there you go. All the information that I've given within this podcast is as correct as I can get it at the time of recording. But please check everything before you commit to anything in the App Store, because stuff does change and can change quite quickly. You can find all the other episodes of App Talk over at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and I'm also copying them all across to my blog, which is at www.geekmummy.com. Thanks ever so much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.